Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
First of all, Kat Theofanos, thank you so much for finding the time to be with SBS today. And congratulations, of course, for your re-election in Northcote.
Thank you. I feel deeply honored and incredibly excited for this next chapter.
It was a tough battle. Do you think something went wrong?
No, not at all. Yes, we won it by 184 votes, but that was a really excellent result in the circumstances. So we bucked almost every trend in the Inner North in terms of our primary vote. And in fact, the Greens' primary vote plummeted in Northcote by almost 10%. So we did really well. Our primary vote was strong at around 41%, which is really good for a primary vote. And then it came down to preferences. So I think that this was a really successful campaign. Yes, it was close. We always knew it would be close. And we only won by 800 votes in 2018. So this was going to be a really tight battle from the beginning. And it was. We had almost every force working against us as well.
With your election, we saw also that you are now a member of the Daniel Andrews government. Can you tell us a bit about what's your role from now on?
I feel deeply honoured to be appointed Parliamentary Secretary for Women's Health. So I'll be working underneath the Minister for Health, Marianne Thomas. It's a policy area that I've been advocating in for some time, an area that I'm familiar with and one which demands much more attention. It's something that continues my work in gender equality that I've had as it's been a running theme in my career since even before I became a member of parliament. And we've got some very exciting reform and commitments through the Andrews Labor government in women's health. Before the election, we committed to building 20 dedicated women's health clinics in Victoria. We've also committed to establishing a women's health research institute because we know that women's health is not adequately researched and this impacts on diagnosis, on treatment, and all sorts of things. Beyond that, we've got investments into the workforce and Northcote, we've also got a commitment to an early parenting centre, which I'm thrilled to have supported over a number of years and happy that it got over the line.
So you had a meeting with the Federal Minister
for Women.
For Women, Cathy Gallagher, is that correct?
With Jed Carney, who is Assistant Minister for Health and Aged Care. And we were also with Katie Gallagher, Senator, who is Minister for Finance and Minister for Women.
So she's Minister of Finance. Was there any request for more increased money from the federal government now that the federal government is run by the Labor Party?
This was a forum to get women together to talk about the challenges, particularly single women without children face in our country. And we know that there are huge discrepancies in their health outcomes, in their economic outcomes, in their housing security. That is a feature of some of the ingrained disadvantage that single women suffer. And so we want to be able to put a focus on that and develop policies and have single women without children there in the policy setting, in the conversation, so that we can get better outcomes for them. And it was a really informed discussion. People shared personal stories. Jed and Katie and the Commissioner, Kay Patterson, also informed the conversation. So it was a very good starting point. There weren't any funding commitments that came out of it just yet.
Ms. Theofanos, you're a woman, you're a mother of two. There are so many issues regarding women, domestic violence, the gap in the payment as well. Do you think we are heading in the correct direction? Is there hope?
Absolutely, there's hope. And I was an advisor to Fiona Richardson when she was Minister for Women and Prevention of Family Violence. And back then, we did the Royal Commission into Family Violence in Victoria and for the first time really started a national conversation around violence against women in a really earnest way. And the reforms that I've seen come out of that over the last 5 years have been groundbreaking, and Victoria has in fact been a leader in this and in gender equality reform. We're seeing this become more and more of a focus. We've completely transformed the family violence sector, delivering on over 200 recommendations that came out of that commission. And we've now embedded gender equality in a whole lot of ways in Victoria, including seeking parity on government boards. In our cabinet, even, we've got now 60% women in our cabinet in Victoria after the election. So very happy about that.
And also in the past, before that, you had worked with SBS as well. There was a role for you there. What was that? Can you tell us? I mean, we don't know a lot.
Sure. I worked in government relations at SBS. I started off down here in Melbourne, and then I went up to Sydney to the main studio and headquarters there in Sydney. I worked in government relations, effectively working with our multicultural communities to grow the case for the continuation of SBS and for it to be properly funded by the Commonwealth government. We know that SBS is such a unique model for a broadcaster, for a public broadcaster in the world. I don't think there's any other institution that matches it in terms of the diversity of languages and the offering that is had by SBS, and that is so, so important to our society here, to our multiculturalism, to getting information to where it needs to go, to our communities, both old and new. We need to always defend that. We need to defend that to the end, because if we lose that, then I think we're in trouble. So that was very, I was very proud to be able to work with SBS in government relations, effectively building the case for that.
Everybody knows your of a Cypriot background. I mean, everybody knows that Theo Theophanes, your father, your former minister. I had a discussion with Kosa Maraz, the analyst for Red Bridget, like a few days before the election. He told me that the voters of Greek background, they're leaving the Labour Party towards other more conservative parties, or towards the other right, from more left-wing parties.
I don't know. I haven't seen Kosa's figures on that or the evidence base for that, so I can't attest to it really. We have really close relationships with our Greek communities and Cypriot communities here in Northcote and in the Inner North more broadly, and we've enjoyed support from them for a very long time. I haven't seen that fall away really for me, and we've certainly done a lot of work with our Greek community to grow that relationship. You might remember that we worked to defend the last tertiary Greek language program from being cut from La Trobe University. Mm-hmm. We managed to save that. We've done work around getting heritage protection for the Fairfield Amphitheatre. We've done work around bilingual kindergartens. There's more to do, obviously, but for me, it's all about delivery. My focus has and always will be on delivering outcomes for our community, whether that be the Greek community or the community more broadly. That's what I'll be doing over the next 4 years.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure you have so much work to do for the next 4 years. Thank you, Ms. Theophanes.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.